Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. It's Flathead High School Spirit Week, signaling local homecoming dances and crosstown rivalries. This week, we have a sport that's played in the gym. You'd almost think it should be on grass or in the sand, since it's common to see players dive and pull a spike. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Kendall Cratefill, a junior on the Flathead Bravettes volleyball squad. She's new to her position, but not new to the sport. Kendall is ranked second in the state as a libero. That's the position most responsible for receiving hits and spikes from the opposing team. She'll explain that much better than me. We'll be right back with that conversation after this message from Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and we're big fans of the abundance mentality. In other words, we feel that we can all win and that there are plenty of financial institutions around, and that benefits you, the consumer. And when it comes to community investment, the more places that give and donate and volunteer, the better. Together, we can do so much. Local banks and credit unions are great. Of course, we believe that your best choice is Parkside Credit Union, but when it comes to everyone doubling up on generosity, we absolutely say yes.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Kendall Cratefill, Jr. with Flathead Volleyball. Good morning, Kendall, and welcome.
Good morning.
Well, is this your first time in the studio?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, tell everybody what position you play.
I'm varsity libero.
And how long have you played?
I've played since the third grade.
Wait, okay. You said varsity what?
Libero.
Okay, explain that. Libero?
Yeah, so the team's main designated passer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're setting it?
Yep. No, passing.
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 Okay, you gotta help me there. Is that like, so you're the first one to receive when it comes over the net?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, okay.
Like one of the strongest passers on the team.
So you're digging for...
Yep.
Like you're digging.
Yep.
Okay. So when someone spikes it over...
Yep, I dig that.
You're down
yep.
grabbing that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, that's a huge roll.
Yeah.
So, and they count those, right?
Yep.
Digs?
Yep.
So,
and then that'll go to the setter, and then the setter will slap the hitter.
Got it. Okay. Yep. So dig, set, hit over.
Yep.
Okay. How... So you wear knee pads then?
Yep.
Do you... How many digs will you have in a game
or a match? Currently, I'm ranked number second in the state.
Wow.
Yep, for digs.
Now, have you been honing that for the last...
Like that's just like first week, so it'll change every week.
Sure. But you've... That's been your prominent position
yep.
for the last... How long?
I actually was an outside and played all the way around, and then actually just last year, I transitioned to libero.
Okay.
Yep.
So how'd that come about?
I just really enjoyed passing, and my coach, eventually I stopped hitting, and my coach was putting me back row, and I really enjoyed it. So I worked in that during club season, and then just kept working at it, and here we are.
Does that feel like a lot of pressure?
Just a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and do your teammates kind of move out of the way when they hit because they're ready, like it's your job to receive that?
Not really. We kind of just all, like, we obviously work together, but
yeah.
Usually I take most of them, yeah.
Because for lack of better words, the spikers, right? The
yeah.
ones, like, right in the front row.
Yep.
They'll put their hands up, jump, try to stop it from coming over, right?
Yep.
Deflect it back.
Yep.
And then you're right behind that.
Yep.
Okay. Because most times it doesn't.
Yeah.
What would you say the percentage is that get deflected before they come down?
Percentage?
Like 5%, 10%?
Maybe like 10%, yeah.
Okay.
Depends on
yeah.
the team.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Not too many,
yeah.
right?
Because some girls have higher vertical than others, so. Yeah.
Do you have like bruises all over your arms after
I do.
You play?
Yeah. Yep, I do. yeah. Always.
It seems unavoidable, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You must like the new gym.
I do, yep.
Who has one of the nicer gyms in the state that you've seen?
I would say Big Sky.
Big Sky?
Yeah, I love their gym.
When's your next game?
Thursday, Crosstown.
Oh, against Glacier.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Have you played them yet this year?
Not yet.
Ooh.
Yep.
Do they have the same record?
I'm not sure, but at the moment, they're ranked higher than us.
Okay, but it'll be a tough match.
Yep, it'll be a good game.
Yeah, and there's a lot of energy, I think, that grows into Crosstown.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're ever going to perform at your best, it's going to be...
That's the time.
Yeah, when everybody's watching.
Yeah.
What school to be held at?
I think Glacier, maybe.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we both have, like, pretty equal par gyms.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I actually haven't seen Flathead's new gym.
Really?
Any big changes with it?
Not really. We don't play in there. We play in the old one.
The main one.
Because there's more seating. Yep.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. So the freshmen play in the new one.
Was it your freshman year that you had the old gym and then your sophomore year had the new one? Or have you always just
We've always had both.
Yeah, that's
since
how
I've been
that's how it makes me feel old. Time flies by. I swear it was only a few years ago.
Yeah.
Where was your hardest match?
Hardest match?
Yeah, this year. Most challenging opponent.
I'd say the crossover at Great Falls against CMR.
Okay.
CMR's good.
What do they call it, the crossover?
It's where the East and the West come together and they play, like, both.
Okay.
Because usually we just play, like, West plays West and then East plays East.
Okay.
But the crossover is where we all play each other.
Where's CMR?
Great Falls.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, so traditionally you're not playing Great Falls?
Nope. We play them one game at the beginning of the year and that's it.
So who are the teams in the West?
Helena, Capital, Helena High, all three Big Sky teams, Butte, and then Kalispell and Glacier.
Good job.
Yep.
I don't know why, when I think about it, Helena doesn't seem far from Great Falls.
I know, it doesn't.
Right?
But yeah,
I guess they have to draw that line somewhere.
Yeah,
right?
They do, yeah.
But like Great Falls is still a ways away from Billings.
Yeah, and you'd think they'd put maybe Butte in East and then Great Falls in West.
Oh yeah, because you said Butte, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's further than Great Falls.
Yeah.
That's interesting how that works.
Yeah, it's weird.
But Bozeman is in West.
Yep.
Okay.
And Billings and Gallatin.
So there's a few times when you'll play teams in the East that's not in playoffs.
Yep.
Okay. But at the end of the season when you get into playoffs, do we have a playoffs for the West?
No. Nope.
And then we start playing the East, or just the best altogether?
I think divisionals is just West and East, and then we all come together for state.
Okay.
Yep.
Who makes state? Top half?
Top four?
Okay.
I'm not sure.
You guys, did you make state last year?
Nope, we didn't.
This is the year.
Yep, this
is the
year.
Well, every year, like, you know, that's how it goes, too.
Yeah.
You build up, right?
Yep.
Like, do you have any seniors on the team?
We do. We have five.
Oh, we have a good amount of seniors.
Yeah.
So are most of the girls on the floor with you seniors?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's probably nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Don't leave.
Yeah,
stay especially. One more year.
Yeah. Yep.
How's the squad overall look this year?
We're actually really good. We've definitely come a long way. Like, it was a little rough at the beginning, and figuring out positions we've had a tough time with. But overall, I think we've started to adapt and, like, really, like started to, like, work as a team.
Yeah, so nobody... It is absolutely a team.
Yeah.
So as a team, what did you need to work on the most? Or what are you guys working on the most?
We started off with no setter.
Okay.
So we had to kind of put some options in, and we actually have a freshman setting for us right now.
Nice. Cool.
Yep, so that's pretty cool to, like, adapt with.
Yeah.
But I'd say just, like, figuring out, like, because I haven't ever been, like, I wasn't libero last year, so just kind of, like, everyone finding their positions and finding how that works as a team.
Yeah, and getting the flow.
Yep.
You know?
For sure.
Do you guys have like a ritual? Like, do you do anything ahead of the game to, like, get you all pumped up?
We get pumped up in the locker room pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. Fast music. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Always dancing. Yeah.
That's
super
fun.
Super fun. Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to get in the zone.
Yeah, we're always in the zone.
As a team, you know?
Yep.
Do you play any other sports?
I don't. Nope.
Oh, okay. All volleyball.
Yep.
Do you want to play any other sports?
I'm not sure. Maybe try tennis this year. Just for fun.
Yeah, right? Yeah, you never know.
Never know.
Some people try a new sport and they're like, wow, I love this.
Yeah.
And then your volleyball coach is like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's your favorite subject?
I have always really liked history.
Okay.
I'm not really sure why, but I've just always loved history.
I feel like I'm hearing that more frequently now.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah.
What period in history?
Fourth period.
Do you like old, new?
Oh.
Like World War I, World War II? American history?
Yeah, I'm in American history right now, and I'm actually really enjoying it. Last year I had Western Civ and I also really enjoyed it, but I had a really good teacher, so.
Western Civ is like Mesopotamia.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If it would have been rough if I didn't have a good teacher, but.
Who's the teacher?
I had Miss Hadley.
Yeah, we've definitely heard Miss Hadley a lot.
She's
in here.
The best.
Who's your teacher now in American history?
Miss Johnson. She's also really good.
Okay. Yeah. You guys have great teachers at Flathead.
Yeah, we do.
With the exception of Bryce Wilson, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to dip into the lightning round, okay?
Okay.
Orange or black?
Black.
Country or rock?
Country.
Nike or Adidas?
Nike.
Who makes volleyballs? What's the brand?
Baden.
Baden?
Yep.
Okay, I just threw that in there. Wake surfing or water skiing?
Wake surfing.
Favorite river to float?
Flathead.
Favorite hype song? I don't know. It takes a second. What would Spotify say it is?
I feel like anything from Taylor Swift.
Okay, no, yeah. Okay. But Taylor Swift is rad.
Yeah, she is.
Did you make it to one of her concerts?
I didn't, nope.
Okay, and now it's like in Europe, so that makes it a little harder to do.
Yeah.
She put a ton into it.
She did.
Which was really cool, because it was like a four-hour concert?
Mm-hmm.
Like a 40-song set?
Yeah.
We had a client go to one. Yeah, because she was in Arizona. I mean, she was all over.
Mm-hmm.
Denver.
Yeah, she was in Seattle.
Was she in Seattle? Yep. Yeah, Salt Lake.
Yep, she was close.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
And also, she's young enough that I bet you she continues to tour, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to definitely have more opportunities, right?
Yep.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Push-ups or sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Favorite subject?
History.
Favorite teacher? Ooh, that's a hard one for people.
I'd say Miss Hadley.
Would you like to give a shout-out to anyone?
Shout-out to Emma Eve? Yep.
And all your team, parents?
And all my team, yep. Parents.
Do you have your driver's license?
I do.
Okay.
Yep.
So you get to take yourself to some of this stuff.
Yep.
So, you know, parents just bleed taking us to everything for a long time.
Yeah.
Kendall, congrats.
Thank you.
Good luck at Crosstown.
Yep.
And, just your team success in total.
Thank you.
When is divisionals?
Ooh,
so we can keep track of that.
I think beginning of November.
Okay. Yeah, we got plenty of time.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, you got a long season ahead of you.
Yeah, long season. Yep.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
To that. Hey, that's the